in winter's grip, much of the Midwest under snow, in some cases up to 2 feet from a storm moving across the country. While Florida farmers are sitting this one out, other parts of fruit and vegetable country in the deep south are in for some cold nights this week.
First, it was Florida's citrus and vegetable areas getting hit with freezes, but this week the storm that is making so much news now will be sucking in behind it some very cold Canadian air.
Deep through the plains and eventually all the way into the lower Rio Grande Valley.
Agriculture Department meteorologist Brad Rippey says freeze warnings are up now for the next few mornings for
the lower Rio Grande Valley, including the four major agricultural counties in deep south Texas. And that freeze could last as many as 4 days, starting with February 2nd and lasting into the early part of the weekend, February 5th.
Now, those Texas areas don't produce the huge amounts of winter crops that Florida does.
But we do have sugarcane and citrus, for example, in that area, as well as some winter vegetables. So all of that has the potential of incurring freeze damage during the next several days.
Producers have been out there doing what they can to protect those crops. For those farmers, could be a long and possibly costly week. Gary Crawford, Washington.
Changing gears in closing on the Crop Disease Watch now. One of the latest to be confirmed in Florida, sweet orange scab. It makes lesions on fruit rinds, found in backyard citrus in Polk, Broward, and Sarasota counties recently. Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet.